I do want to say this morning a word about the gospel, the great story of Cana from St. John. We only come around to this gospel every 3 years, and it's such a beautiful story. I love Cana. And I will at the end of my comments this morning, because they do come to bear on other things happening around the parish and in life. But before Cana, though, I do need to just spend some minutes this morning offering, by way of a budget financial update, which we do once in a while around here, and this is an opportune weekend to do so, given tax timing and budget processes we're working through, and pledge cards have mainly come in now. So some things to share with you this morning, and then on to Cana for just a minute. And I would say that my comments this morning, the updates, are going to land on two basic areas of parish life that we should know about. The first one being what I would call the physical buildings infrastructure side of things, which any parish really needs to run. We need to have buildings, you know. So physical infrastructure, and then the other area would be what I call financial infrastructure, the mechanics of the operating budget. Those are the things in for update today. And at the outset, just again, a word of thanks to everybody who prays for the parish, who donates money to the parish, who offers their time to the parish and the school. You know, so all of our ministries here rely upon the astounding generosity of so many people, which I continue to be moved with all the time. And that always needs to be reiterated. Can't thank people enough who give of themselves to support our mission here. So all that is still true no matter what it is that I have to say that follows here, okay? So to the distinctions, right, about these categories of physical and financial infrastructure, we have different pools of money around here, which is probably true in households too, depending upon how you live and what you do. We have capital spending on building projects, physical stuff, and we have operations spending on ministries, so salaries, whatnot. So capital spending, operations spending, they are different monies, different pools, but they're related. So capital spending, that really gets to the capital campaign. We're kind of winding down here now, the campus commitment campaign, which was a great success, continues to be. And again, because you made it so, which is wonderful. And because of that, we've done a lot of real good infrastructure work here in 2017 and 2018. So roof, parking lot, windows, doors, locks, all kinds of things. That's all capital spending, right? And those are funded by your campus commitment donations. So your capital spending is from your capital donations, okay? And work will continue in the coming year on the building project stuff, because you give money for those things, and we'll get to this in a second, but it's wise to do so. But it's vital for our short-term and long-term health to keep shoring up the physical infrastructure with capital campaign donations that you've given as we move ahead here at the parish. Those repairs also lower our operating costs, other pool. So like in a household, if you put in a new furnace, you spend on the furnace and it lowers your annual heating utilities because it's more efficient. So you actually make it more expensive to operate if you don't fix things at your house. Same thing here. Fix big things, saves us on operations. That's how those pools of money are related, right? Operations spending, on the other hand, so this is not the physical building stuff. This is the day-to-day running of the parish, the school, the Little Saints Center, our ministries. That's operations, okay? And we cannot permanently divert money you give to the capital campaign to the operations pool. We're not allowed to do that on a long-term basis because that violates your intent. You gave that for a roof, and we have to use it for those kinds of things. And it's not wise to mix those things together more than we really need to. So permanently diverting that, we cannot do. We got to run on the operations budget for day-to-day things. So that means that revenues for operations come from a couple of main sources: tuition and fees, and your envelopes and your stewardship giving. That's what runs the operations here, okay? How does one know, looking at a parish, what one needs to fix, repair, or adjust in either one of these areas, physical or financial infrastructure? Well, it's easy on the physical structure. It's because when something is broken, you can kind of see it. So, for example, when for years the water has dripped on my head up here in the sanctuary, we know that the roof needs some attention. That's easy to spot. It's harder to spot operations infrastructure difficulties, but they become clear though as the budget runs its course. So to that end, you might say that in the past year, 2018-2019 fiscal year in the parish year, some weak points in our operations budget have risen to the surface that have become visible to us. kind of like cracks in a roof, they just become more obvious, right? And you might call fiscal year 2018-2019 a stress test on our financial system here. You do it on banks to see how they're going to weather certain economic storms. You have a stress test on your heart when you go to the doctor. And if you run and run and you pass out, they go, oh, that's bad. We have to do something to your heart, you know. So the last fiscal year has been a stress test here, I think, on our operating system, okay? And it's been under strain. That's the best way that we can put it. And it's difficult to get this if you're only looking at the weekly bulletin updates, because that little page we have in there has lots of stuff on it, but it's only one small snapshot of the entire complex financial picture here. Looking only at that, you would have noticed a little bit, but look deeper, there's other things going on that have risen to the surface that we have to address. So I would say, again, this is on the operations front, not on the capital front. On the operations front, there are some things that have combined to give us this challenge. I can name a few of them. You know, one of them is just the decline in overall population of the parish, school enrollment, and stewardship giving that is happening here for a couple of decades now. It has been true all across the Archdiocese, so that's not unique to us, right? So things drop. That's what's happening. Some of it is shifting trends in generational giving. So those of us here who are older in life, more seasoned, we are much more institutionally minded. We tend to give on envelopes and consistently, and we're kind of programmed that way. But younger people, they don't really use envelopes. They give differently. And so the connection to the institution is shifting as generations pass. It's true in our culture at large, too, not just in the parish. But that's a big driver of our current set of challenges. Also, things outside of our control, the erratic stock market has taken its toll. Our endowment fund here took a major hit this year. I'm sure your retirement accounts, same thing, so we know what that's like. The political uncertainty, tax law changes, broader cultural problems, all that impacts our giving on a local level. Same thing of challenges in the bigger church. We had a summer of awful headlines in the Catholic Church, and those things have a way of trickling down here too, okay? Some of it, too, really just has to do with how thinly we have stretched things here, and you probably haven't noticed as we kept it all running, and it's kind of come into a bit of a head. Now, I'll give you an example. The fact that Cabrini and St. Mary's share so many paid staff lets everything run like it does, but if we were alone, each of us separately, we couldn't have the staff that we do because we share so many of our costs. But you probably haven't seen that because it's been spread out behind the scenes for 3-4 years now. You don't really have two priests here anymore. You have 1.2, and they have 0.8. That's how it's broken up in the budget, okay? So even that's been reduced. You just didn't see it. So that's been coming to a head for a while. Point is, the Finance Council kind of looked out at the horizon, looked at the past year, and said, you know, we really have to do some shoring up here of the financial infrastructure. Like we're fixing roofs, that's important. We got to look at our infrastructure and do a little bit of shoring up. Because there's things that we have to weather that are going to be culturally hard down the road, and we want to be in a strong position to do that. The good news, while that's hard, is that we can fix this if we work at it. There are ways to do it, okay? So with that in mind, a couple of goals for the next, you know, probably 12 to 18 months, year and a half. Finance Council wants to think about two things here by way of our long-term health as a parish and school. The first goal would be this. We have to keep strengthening the physical infrastructure here. That's back on the capital side. So if we find things that are broken, it's smarter to fix it. So we're going to keep doing that as best we can. And we have money you gave to do it. And we're going to get down to the end of it here soon, but we still have it. And if we let it sit, things just get more expensive operationally. So goal number one is keep up with the fix-it campaign as best we can, responsibly, carefully, but we'll keep at it, okay? To honor your intention and to be smart long-term as a campus. We're gonna do that. Goal two, shore up the operations infrastructure. We gotta do some fixing of that too in the next 12 to 18 months. And that means different things are gonna happen around here. How does one shore up this infrastructure, the operations? Two ways, and it's just like in a household. One, you gotta raise revenues, and the other, you gotta cut expenses. That's the only way you can do it, right? We only have so much money. We got to work within it. On the revenue front, we will work on sharpening our mission focus here. We'll hear more about that in the months ahead. We're going to work on encouraging stewardship giving through new means, different ways to let other people who want to give differently than envelopes express their generosity. So we'll talk about different ways to give around here because that's where things are shifting in our culture. So we'll do that as best we can. We're going to look at all of our fees and structures and tuition based on what we offer here, because we offer a lot for really cheap. And so we got to look at how we do that. Can we afford certain things? So we'll adjust as we need to and as we can bear. We're going to redirect wherever we can donations that we get into reserve accounts and cash flow accounts to build them up. Kind of put some meat on the bones here because we have to do that. There's not a lot of meat on the bones right now. That's kind of the bottom line. And we're going to keep paying down the mortgage with donations whenever we get them. So all that helps us on the revenue side. The expense side is harder to bear news about this, but it does mean we have to reduce costs, and it's going to be personnel costs. Because in any place, personnel is always the costliest item on the balance sheet. And that's true here, too. So bear in mind, you know, every one of our workers across the whole campus, they're all excellent. We've got a great staff, school, Little Saints Parish, and we have for a long time, and no one wants to be without any of them. However, we have to work within the contributions that we have, and so some of the positions are going to have to be reduced. That's what we're going to have to do. How does one decide that? It's very hard to do. There's no easy choices, but we thought, well, is there anything we can possibly live without for a little while? Any kind of extra? So we're going to look at those areas. Is there any way that we can do something differently with less staff as we do new models of things? We'll look at that. Is there any way that we can realign parts of the campus? Because we're growing in maybe one spot but shrinking in another. Can we move things around? So we're going to try a little bit of that. Okay. That means it's going to affect the parish and the school, right? And again, changes are not about performance. It's not like anybody impacted did a bad job or something. That's not the point. All of our employees are great, but we can't keep them all. That's kind of what it's come down to. So with that in mind, there are four specific reductions that we've already built into the upcoming budget. And the people impacted have been told about this week, so they know this is a public thing now that I'm talking to you about here. First position is in the school, the development director, Kristen Beyer. On her own, is pursuing something else in life, she told us a couple weeks ago, and we're not going to replace that position. So that's one reduction right there in the school. So Kristen's position will not be filled now that she's leaving to do something else. School library position is the second one. In the school library, Joanne Gugg has been there for a few years now. That position will be eliminated as we transition the library into the classroom model that many schools are going to more and more, and we're going to follow that trend, and that position will be reduced too. Okay. That's in the school. On the parish front, the director, the full-time director of liturgy and music here, Jim Ria, that position is going to be eliminated effective June 1st. And it's going to be reconfigured to a part-time coordinator type of configuration. And we'll work out the details of that as the time passes because that's a hard shift here. But it is one that we're going to have to make. And the other big change in the parish front is going to be the assistant formation director of the youth minister position, Emily Comfort. That will be eliminated too. And replace with a very part-time, like a programming assistant situation, as best we can piece that together. So that total, that's 2.4 positions, okay, right there. On top of that, we were told this week, too, unrelated to this, that our shared pastoral care director, Mary Hernickel, has taken a new position here in the area and is not continuing on here. And we're praying about how to fill that now, too, in light of all the budget things we're piecing together. So we'll work on that one in the weeks and months ahead. So that's a lot of changes, okay? And I know that's not easy to hear all these things, and it's hard, but this is how we're going to make hard choices to keep everything strong here long-term, because we have to do that, just like you do in a household when things changes. Someone loses a job, no more steak dinners for a while. It's just the way it goes. As contributions shift here, we make changes because that's what we have to do. And this is not like the sky is falling. We're going to be okay. We're going to be stronger in the end as we push through it, but for now, this is where we're at, right? So that means in the next month or so, you're going to see some new postings probably as we figure out new positions. We're going to have a chance to thank our impacted employees, especially those who have been here a long time, like Jim Maria, who's done great work here. We want to thank and honor her and the other ones impacted. So we'll do some of that because it's hard to see people do new things when we love having them around. And we're going to rely more than before on volunteers, because we're going to come together like we always have and just figure this out as a parish family. And we'll be okay, but everyone's got to step up and volunteer and pray and keep giving. Because if things keep shrinking, more people are going to go. That's just the way things work in the world, as you know. But I am confident that we can do it. You know, I mean, these are hard things, but you know, the Lord is in charge. You are still very generous and wonderful people. You will always be. And without that, we wouldn't have anything here. So thank you for all that you do. And we will be better in the long term as we figure all this stuff out. But in the meantime, here's what we're doing. So your prayer is important, your giving is important, your questions are important, so please ask them, as is your understanding, and we'll move forward as we need to, okay? With that in mind, one word about the gospel, because we find ourselves, as I always say, living in the scriptures. Those stories are our stories. The Cana story is our story. Here at the wedding feast at Cana, this young couple ran up against this vine. They thought they were out of wine. What an embarrassment that would have been for them, a really socially sticky situation in that culture. But they knew, while they didn't know it was going to happen, God already had a plan in mind in that moment. The Lord Jesus and his mother already knew what was going to happen, that abundance was going to come in a very different way they were expecting. So in life, as soon as things come our way that are hard or challenging, we think the wine has run out, and it happens in homes, in businesses, in parishes, in marriages. We always get to these wineless moments. We think, oh no, God's already working on the solution. He's already working on the solution, and he does it in a variety of beautiful ways, and that's true here too. It's always true in his church and in his parish. So we know that God's got a plan, just like in Cana. And we know that in Cana, too, it was the wine running out that let him show his generosity. Had that not happened, then they wouldn't have realized just what God can do. So if parishes don't go through hard times and have to make hard choices, and if households don't, and if marriages don't, we never get the chance to watch God's power shine through, because that's what he wants to do. So these situations he uses for his glory and for our benefit. And he uses them to bring about generosity, more trust. Think of the trust and generosity of all those kitchen servants who hauled gallons of water to fill up these things full of water, right? They all pitched in. They pitched in, and because of that, God did a wondrous, beautiful thing to the surprise and astonishment of everybody there. Same thing here, right? We're all going to be hauling buckets of water for a while together, pitching in. And as we do, God will show forth his generosity and outdo our generosity, because he always does. Okay? So he just wants us to work with him. That's really the lesson of the story over and over again. This is called working with him. And we're going to do that. All right? After Mass, I'll be in the narthex. If you have questions, please don't hesitate to ask. Ask the trustees, ask our council members. And again, all your prayers and ongoing support is much appreciated and needed. And I'll be here to help you if you have anything that you want to ask. Thank you.